You are listening to the Courtship Code podcast, where we use a combination of psychology, spirituality, and matchmaking industry techniques to help you to level up your love life. And I'm your host, relationship coach and author, Zara J. Don't forget to join us in our women's only Facebook group, Captivating Courtship Code, where you're able to continue the discussion, post questions for peer support, and also get free content and resources. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And thanks for listening. This is Zara J here, your relationship coach and host of the Courtship Code podcast. And I am here to tell you that doors to the Captivating Courtship Code group coaching program are now open. This is the coaching program for you. If you are ready and determined to go from anxious and uncertain in your love life and learn how to navigate courtship with confidence so that you can attract a committed relationship using my proven 6-step process. Now, this is going to be perfect for you if you are a busy professional woman who doesn't have any more time to waste and you are ready to stop trying to figure out things on your own. Or if you are a divorced woman who is ready to break past her past, and this will also be a good program for you if you are a woman who is over the age of 30 and you are ready to discover and attract first-time love. If any of this relates to you, then it's time for you to book a captivating session so that you can see if this program is going to be the perfect fit and opportunity for you. Doors close to the program April 1st. Just go to captivatingcourtship.com/apply and complete the application, book your call, and then take the red flag assessment. This is a bonus assessment that we send to everyone to make sure that you are clear on your red flags and where you need help right now. Doors to the program close April 1st. Don't miss this opportunity to transform your love life right now. Go to captivatingcourtship.com/apply. Hey, welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code podcast. And my name is Zara J. I'm so happy to be with you today. Thank you for listening. If you are a first time listener, today we are going to be talking about how most high achieving women believe that they must sacrifice their career for love. So thank you for tuning in. Come on and pull up on me and let's just have a really brief discussion. Going to try to keep this episode relatively short for you, but I wanted to talk about this and drive in on this point. So if you are a woman who's been holding on to the fear that a relationship or marriage means that you'll have to sacrifice your career, your independence, your goals in order to achieve this, or that all the things that you have worked hard for, all of your accomplishments are going to have to go out the window. And in order to attract a man or in order to find partnership, you're going to have to shrink yourself and forfeit all the parts of you that you really, really value right now, like your career, your intellect, your logic, your reasoning, your ability to achieve and make things happen, and all of your accomplishments. And this is a major fear that so many women have when it comes to love and relationships. And it might be something that you're not comfortable admitting to your friends because you don't want to feel shamed or guilt for it. Or it may be a belief that you have that's really just making you avoid taking any action at all. If this is something that has been holding you back, I really want you to understand that you are not focused on finding a partner who doesn't value the things that you value or doesn't want what you have to offer the relationship. And even when we talk about femininity and masculinity, and that some of those accomplishments or traits or some of those shiny things about you that you may really cherish may be more aligned with the masculine qualities, that doesn't mean that they're no good. That doesn't mean that they're negative or they're something that you have to abandon or shrink yourself in order to be appreciated or valued by a man or in a relationship. What I talk about and what I coach women on is how to find balance in that so that you're not leaning so much on your accomplishments in your career and logic and reasoning and doing and achieving and more of those masculine traits, but that you're finding the balance in how to also find grace and glory and be able to add value to your relationships from your feminine energy as well. So just as much as you are an articulate communicator, I want you to be an effective communicator that's able to connect with hearts, that's able to build connection, build intimacy, and inspire commitment. Just as discerning as you are with your career and education achievements and how to figure out life and how to make things happen and how to survive, I want you to have the clarity and be just as discerning when it comes to your love life. So it's not about you having to sacrifice these aspects of who you are, the things that you're proud of, or the things that you've been able to accomplish in order to find love or partnership or have a family. But it's more so you understanding how to get in better alignment with who you naturally are as a woman so that you're attracting men who are also in alignment with that as well, okay? The goal is to attract partners who value what you value and are in alignment. But right now, my guess is there are aspects of you that are out of alignment. So what I mean by you being out of alignment means if you are having these negative beliefs, even you just believing that you'll have to sacrifice your career or your accomplishments or your education in order to have a family, that's a negative limiting belief. That's not a belief that's going to serve you and be able to get you closer to the marriage or partnership that you desire. So when you are in a place of having these emotional wounds, these beliefs, this anxiety, these fears, all these things that are holding you back, that are causing you to shrink yourself or causing you to avoid or show up really anxious and uncertain with men, that means that you're out of alignment. That means you're not as clear as you may believe you are on who are the right partners for you, how to navigate the courtship process, and you don't fully believe that love, partnership, or marriage is actually available to you, regardless of what you're telling yourself on a conscious level. If you're suffering from any of these wounded princess energies and not the queen energy, then deep down inside, you don't really believe that love or a good partnership is actually available to you, or you're operating out of this fear that you're going to have to sacrifice and give up so much so you do nothing at all. Or, as I said, when you are in the company of men that you are attracted to or men that you desire, you shrink yourself and you try to make sure that you are fitting into this perfect image of a woman so that you don't repel him or you don't push him away, or you want him to think that you're feminine or think that you're desirable in a very inauthentic way, and you're not truly being your true core self. So I want you to step out of that, and I want you to understand that when we're talking about you becoming a captivating queen, you growing into this woman who's well-balanced in her power and in her femininity, a woman who understands her value and knows how to communicate it and how to show up in it with men and relationships. Yes, you may know how to do it in the workplace. Yes, you may know how to do it in your school or your career field, your education, in your community, in other places where you're operating from a place of trying to prove that you're good enough. But how are you showing up when it comes to men and relationships? I know that for so many women that are survivors, that are go-getters, that are girl bosses and high achievers, women who know how to make life happen, you are overthinkers, you're anxious, you're fearful, you're people pleasing, you lack boundaries, you have all these negative thoughts and beliefs when it comes to men, and your love life isn't in order the same way that your financial house or your career house is in order as well. So I want you to just get into a space of accepting the fact that this is something that's not going to serve you. These beliefs, these behaviors are not going to serve you. Yet, you don't have to have one or the other. So many women were taught in their youth that you have to be pretty or smart. You have to be a woman that is desirable by men or a woman that's desirable in her career field, and that you can't have it both ways, or that you can't have a family and a career, or that you can't be a woman who values her looks or her physicality and be smart or be accomplished. That so many women have these either or messages that you may have heard someone directly give to you, or you may have witnessed seeing your mother feel as though she had to sacrifice or she had to give up things and she couldn't be happy or she couldn't have love or she couldn't have both. So you have these beliefs deep down inside that if you were to focus on your love life, or if you were to start pursuing partners, that your career would fall off, or that your income would fall off, or that your life would be out of order because you're so fearful of either repeating past mistakes from the past where you have lost yourself in relationships and men, or you have sacrificed your career, your accomplishments, or your income, or other things, your dreams and your goals and your vision in order to please a man, or you have witnessed those around you doing it and you're really fearful of that happening as well. And so this fear holds you back, but that's not the queen energy. When you are showing up in your captivating queen energy and you understand how to sit and communicate from your throne, this is something that we practice in coaching, something that I teach to women in coaching, and we talk about every single week how to better embody this energy. Then you understand how to stay and how to be in your value as a high value feminine woman. You understand how to communicate your boundaries without being aggressive or combative, or without being clingy and needy and trying to be the victim of your love life. You learn how to stop operating in a place of scarcity when it comes to men and relationships. And most importantly, you understand how to prioritize yourself. And when you understand how to prioritize yourself when it comes to your love life, when it comes to just every area of your life, then this fear of having to sacrifice in order to have a man in your life, or in order to have a family or marriage or partnership, becomes obsolete. Okay? So I need you to eliminate the fear, the guilt, that you shame, that you're carrying of wanting to have it all. Okay? There's just as much proof that exists that you can have it all as there is that's telling you that you can't. Okay? You have to make a decision on what is important to you. What is it that you really want? And lock in on that and be willing to do what it takes to get that. And it may mean you may have to make some changes, but changes doesn't have to mean sacrifice. Those aren't the same things. And learning how to make changes that feels good and keeps you in alignment and makes you feel in your power is what you want. Sacrifices make you feel low, they make you feel bad, and they take you out of your alignment, okay? So I hope that this message served you. I hope that this message benefited you. And I'm so excited to book a captivating session with you. If you are a woman who is ready to change the trajectory of your love life, you understand that this is a value of yours, is something that's important to you, and you are ready to do something different. You're ready to learn new relationship skills and stop focusing on strategy. And you're ready to have also a community and a sisterhood behind you that's going to uplift you and encourage you in your love life so that you truly, truly feel supported in a way that you've never felt supported before. Then go to captivatingcourtship.com and book your captivating session. We are currently in a captivating month for our spring cohort, and we are enrolling women. We have various payment plans to make it easy for you and flexible for you to join and commit to fixing and transforming this aspect of your life. I am looking forward to welcoming in new women who are ready to love, ready to heal, ready to connect, ready to learn how to improve their communication so that they are actually creating the love lives of their dreams and the lives that they desire and a love life that you deserve. Whether that means that you just want to be single for a while but feel confident in courtship, or if that means that you want to improve the state of your current relationship or your marriage, I want you to come into a community where you have coaching, you have proven skills that you can learn, and you also have the strategy along with that to help you improve the state of your love life. So go to captivatingcourtship.com/apply, complete the application, complete the red flag assessment, book your call, and let's get you in this spring cohort before doors close to the program. I'll talk to you soon. This is RJ here, your relationship coach and host of the Courtship Code podcast. And I am here to tell you that doors to the Captivating Courtship Code group coaching program are now open. This is the coaching program for you. If you are ready and determined to go from anxious and uncertain in your love life and learn how to navigate courtship with confidence so that you can attract a committed relationship using my proven six-step process. Now, this is going to be perfect for you if you are a busy professional woman who doesn't have any more time to waste and you are ready to stop trying to figure out things on your own. Or if you are a divorced woman who is ready to break past her past, and this will also be a good program for you if you are a woman who is over the age of 30 and you are ready to discover and attract first-time love. If any of this relates to you, then it's time for you to book a captivating session so that you can see if this program is going to be the perfect fit and opportunity for you. Doors close to the program April 1st. Just go to captivatingcourtship.com/apply and complete the application, book your call, and then take the red flag assessment. This is a bonus assessment that we send to everyone to make sure that you are clear on your red flags and where you need help right now. Doors to the program close April 1st. Don't miss this opportunity to transform your love life right now. Go to captivatingcourtship.com/apply. If you've enjoyed this episode, then make sure you share it with family, friends, or any of your peers who may benefit from listening to the Courtship Code podcast. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you level up your love life. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And until then, stay on code.